It was five chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep last time that I checked.
I was the one who was always there when you needed me.
Last time that I checked.
When you get in trouble, who you call? Kenny Hodge.
Last time that I checked.
Yo, stop playing. You know we gonna get together and do this.
Last time that I checked.
Good morning, Local 304, and particularly my branch, Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, this one of those podcasts is probably going to get me in trouble. But stand by, because here we go. Hey, listen, I'm on social media, and I see these posts about unions. Are they needed? Don't knock your union this, your union that. Well, I'm going to take you on a Kenny Hodge ride as I break down unions and their needs. This ride is going to go through many twists and turns, so I want to state a statement, my position, before we start. So at any point during the ride, if you get confused, go back to the original statement, and the original statement is, yes, we need our unions. Yes, we need strong, organized labor unions to protect the everyday worker. There is nothing ambiguous about my position and about my feeling on that. So at any time during this conversation, if you get turned around or twisted, just understand my original statement, and I'll say it again for you. Yes, we need unions. Yes, we need the National Postal Mail Handlers Union to protect the interest and the right of mail handlers working within the United States Post Office. Now, let me start my podcast. You see, a lot of people take the time to confuse the issues. You hear a lot because I'm so vocal against my local union, which is 304. Because I criticize, rather than look at the criticism and make adjustments, it's easier for my local to tell people Kenny Hodge is anti-union. Because I spent a lot of years in management, Kenny Hodge is anti-union. Well, let me tell you something. Nothing could be further from the truth, but they find that if they spread stories about me, it's easier than actually challenging me head up to whatever union position or task there may be. So what I want to say is unions are very vital in today's work environment, but not just unions, folks. See, this is where they get it twisted. Some people think that just because I'm a union, that you should pay money, you should not ask questions, you should just be happy that you're in a union. Excuse me, this is the first of several times you'll hear this phrase. I say bullshit. Yes, I do. I say, if you pay money to an organization to protect your work rights, then that's what they should do. And you got to understand, everything you want, you're not always going to get. So when I say protect your work rights, trust me, I'm very polished in labor negotiations as far as contracts and things of that nature go. So when I say protect your interests, what's in the best interest for the craft? That we can force management or talk management into agreeing. Because just because it's good for the craft does not mean management is going to agree with that. So let's keep an open mind here as we listen to the conversation. On Facebook, we like to say, support your union. Yes, support your union, but support your union and make sure they understand the job they have as union officials. And the only way they're going to understand that is you have to understand it, because I'm here to tell you, and I'm speaking solely about Local 304 right now, because I don't work in any other mail handler locals. If you don't force that issue is not going to happen in this local. And the only way to force it is you're going to have to pick up the Constitution and the bylaws, and you're going to have to read, and you're going to have to become well-versed on what it is you should be expecting, because you pay union dues, to belong to the National Postal Mail Handlers Union. I want to say right now, this is not anti-union talk. This is union solidarity at its best. This is Kenny Hodge telling mail handlers, we have a voice. We have a strong voice. We choose not to use it. And we choose based on the leadership, and I'm only speaking at the local level, so nobody get it twisted. Because at the local level is where we as local unions can make the most progress. If we make good progress at the local level, it gives the national level a better bargaining position. But I want to tell you something, and again, let me just segue back to my opening statement. I'm 100% union. I believe unions are what's going to save the working man. But I believe the working man right now has got to save the union. Because I believe, and a lot of times, and again, I'm talking on my local level. I only try to talk about that which I know. Apathy, let's just go along to get along. I believe that it's so finely interwoven into the pattern of Local 304 that is always going to be like that right up until you elect Kenny Hodge and I began to introduce 180 degrees new direction to the mail handlers of Local 304. Yeah, this is a podcast about my position on unions, but as always, I'm constantly trying to reiterate, wake you up to the fact that the leadership that I want to bring to this local, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be different from what you've probably ever seen, but it's going to be so much better for the membership, because remember, that's who we do this for. And during the podcast, from time to time, I'm going to regress, just to clear something up, stop the folks from already wanting to file charges against me for something they think they heard. When I said I'm going to bring a leadership like you've never seen before, that was not to say that I'm coming in to be the best president you've seen in Local 304. That was not what that statement meant. What that statement meant was, this is a new day and time, and you need a new day and time leader. Okay, what you have now is outdated. And it cannot be upgraded to what we need to lead this local. So when I come in, I tell you, it's going to be different. I promise you, it's going to be different. But I'm going to work with a solid executive board and executive council that we're going to implement this change rather smoothly, so that you get the benefit, the immediate benefit of being a part of Local 304 under the direct leadership of Kenny Hodge. Now let's get back to what I think about unions. Again, I'm gonna keep reiterating that they are definitely needed, okay? But I want the members to understand, because you have a union that is not performing, or is not at least trying to conduct what you think are important items in your area, in your local, then you have to raise your voice to let your union leadership know that, hey, we wanted to go left. Why are we always going right? Now, one of two things can happen. That leader can tell you, we're going right because even though you want to go left, that's not the way. Let me show you the picture of why we're going right. See, you don't have leadership that responds to the membership in that manner. And if you can't tell the members why they're going right when they want to go left, then why would you not take them left? That's the leadership that you currently have. And I'm going to say this right up until the last ballot is counted. It is time for a change in Local 304. You cannot allow yourself to be guided by that same outdated leadership style. Okay, and again, outdated leadership style. That's not what we need right now. And to the members hearing my podcast for the first time, and really getting a chance to hear me speak. I want to say, please do not be alarmed by the aggressive manner sometimes I tend to speak. I call it passion. And sometimes we look at issues, again, we have allowed our union leadership to rock about themselves right to sleep while walking around. And we said nothing. Well, let's open our mouth now and say something by voting in Kenny Hodge in 180 degrees, new direction. Now, I gotta tell you, it's not going to be easy, because those that are asleep have woken up just enough to try to keep throwing roadblocks in my way. But I'm going to continue podcasting that I will be a better president for you. I'm going to continue podcasting that, again, showing you contractual issues and items in a manner that I would direct the local to address them. Again, we're going to get very aggressive on how we attack union issues. We're going to get very aggressive on how we train stewards and prepare stewards to go out and represent members. See, and that alone will draw members to the union, and then we don't have to ask that question, are they needed? Of course they're needed, and everyone who works or who is a member in Local 304 will say proudly, not only are they needed, but I'm glad I'm in Local 304. That's the kind of leadership I want to bring to the local. And to all the members who hear this podcast, how about do your next local president a small favor? Share this message with the non-union members. Because again, I'm reaching out to you because I need you to become union members, because I need your vision and your passion to help me change the course or change the direction 180 degrees on this election. So if you're a union member and you hear this podcast, please share it with a non-union member, because I want them to know that it will be worth it joining the union. You will be becoming a part of a union that will defend what you feel are wrongs, will address issues that you feel need to be addressed. And when I say address, yes, Kenny Hodge has a little different way of addressing issues that usually bring about expedited results. And again, don't be alarmed, and don't, please, I don't know any other way to say this. Don't look at me as being cocky. I study a lot, I read a lot, I prepare a lot so that I can always sound confident. Okay? When you follow your leader needs to be confident. Your leader needs to put a little more time in preparing a game plan, so when we're on the field and the leader calls a play, everybody has practiced that play and all we get is perfect execution. So, again, this is a kind of impromptu way of me putting a message out to all our non-National Postal Mail Handler Union members. Come on, get on board. I want you to be a part of the change that's going to take place in Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. I-O-K. So, I guess to bring this full circle to my original statement or original question, was my feelings on unions. Again, I say they are desperately needed, and we need to have our union a lot stronger than what it is. And when I say our union, I speak only for Local 304. I read posts on other unions. I read comments, but I live the what I call nonsense of Local 304. See, I live that every day. So I speak boldly on that. And please, I say to you again, that's not anti-union talk. What you're being exposed to is anti-union. What you're being exposed to is people making decisions that don't take your consideration in effect. But let's just take a look at it. Let's look up in Youngstown when your local president and the current acting plant manager went over a cap with casuals with a small menial payout to the mail handlers there. Did anybody ask any questions? No. They stomped their feet a little bit. And again, you were taken advantage by the union and postal management. And if that wasn't enough, same two individuals, your local president and your acting plant manager, comes to Columbus, not even in December, go 40, 45, some great number like that over casuals, only to come back to find out, thank you for helping us put a finger in the dam. Hey, we're going to bring in automation and take more of your jobs. This is what I'm talking about. See, that kind of union leadership we can do without. But what I ask you to do, see, this is what my platform does. I make these allegations or these statements. Look into them, members. And then you can come back with one or two things. Ken Hodge has no idea what he's talking about. Or, hey, local president, how about explaining to the membership what was your thought process when you did this? Because understand this, we have a right to know. The fact that he is the elected official, he can make that decision. But if he's constantly making decisions that don't reflect what it is you want as a member, see, that's when unions get bad names. But unions themselves are all good. That's my podcast for this morning on unions. And again, remember, Kenny Hodge, I'm going to be your next local president of National Postal Mail Handlers Union 304. And I'm asking for everyone to support this move. And again, things are going to be so much better. And just so I'm kind of consistent, level fours, if you're not on higher level, how about you get off of that pit equipment and stop doing a level five's job? Have a wonderful day. And remember, I'm only talking to the level fours that are not on authorized higher level.